I'd like to introduce Brian Blanchfield, and thank you again for coming.
Hi. Can you hear me? Is this good? Okay. I'm going to start with a poem that sort of came out of a lingering distaste with the way literature is sometimes taught as a kind of set of clues or a set of a series of clues to string together and to get. And so this, I went to the opposite extreme and wrote a poem as a logic problem, and it actually has a solution, but it's also about being 11 in a primitive Baptist church in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's called There Are Five Deacons. There are five deacons. One of them drives a country cab, one of the injured ones. Three of them are brothers. All of them are elders. Two are widowers. To begin with, you have four starments left. The woman next to you asks that you peel each before the sermon. She is sister-in-law to the one with the tuning fork. Two of them, one married, speak civilly to your mother, even though she is divorced. None of them has been divorced. Two others, for good reason, have putrid breath. You put a mint in your mouth when anyone speaks to you. Two healthy deacons offer the hand of fellowship to their brother, the brother who has led the song service, nobly considering. Your hand is candy red. The woman next to you may not be allowed to know. The left hand may not be the hand of fellowship. The naturally bald one rejoins his wife from the far end of the pew, diverting her attention. The one with the tracheotomy, whose wife answers, "He's just fine," when your mother asks, uses the electric belt only to say a word to Preacher Newell at the end of each Sunday. The good wife touches his gray hair and says he tells her you are very special to his heart. She means you too when she says you. The two with silver hair have only hair in common except for being brethren. One of them notes your mother's shortening bread. You forget why this is funny, but he gooses your knee each time it's said. The other parks his truck down by the graveyard. The sermon is about how the children of God just know they are the children of God. Preacher Newell explains it seven times and looks at you the eighth. The one smoking a cigarette is waiting outside when you burst from the church, folding his wife's wheelchair into the van, asking if you are sick, using the occasion to explain to you about the metal plate in his head. He says, "Don't you know if you're sick?" Can something be said here? Who has a heart condition? Can you give his wife some sugar? Why not? Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. I apologize in advance for a brief expletive at the beginning of this poem. I apologize for the brevity of my expletive and the expletive itself. This is called 13.33, which is a reference to the rate of visual persistence in film. Like, it's the rate at which frames have to follow one another per second, for it not to flick. Actually, the most films are at 24 frames per second, but actually the Peter-Marc Roget of the Thesaurus was the person who actually studied this first, and he said 13.33, and I like him better than the other guys, and so I'm going to go with that. 13.33. A cunning policy, the sunrise, announcing new and same with light, its body east, shot as it was stalled late west, and to broiling score identifiably. We knew there had come a night and gone. We knew Cujo was under the engine, as ever, as 3 into 10 goes 3, fucked by dog on chance of sound and shade, by sun on car far, God from help. All the while in the world, empathy subsists on estimation. Having, during any second, human disbelief in perseverance to outrun, 13 1/3 shots, stills as it were, are needed to make what isn't real, or more per. The museum of the movie of sorry, the museum of the moving image is dark. The medium is dark. Dark is a decimal. Numbers on residential Queens facades rise or fall by twos indefatigably. It scares me from the museum how far I go walking. How do we go in the dark? We come home commonly. If we can't cover it with retained image more rapidly than 1,000 times a minute, the flick discovers us. The movie says AU, A1U, A2U, A3. Host and hostage stir. We wish to see. Take away interruption and continuity has no brink. Icemen dazzle as sun's date. Let's go over interruption once more. Continuity, but a policy through the boroughs. How many stops between time and time two? Is insistence there be a train, like Cornell's L, by bridge hoists and windows breaking light, idling into the shock, yours, of a silhouette repairing? The medium has one, me, two, not minding going for it. The car door cracks before it opens wide. It wavers, catching dementia's attention, like a needle at the bottom of a pool. Any dream we have is a far film come to this. The eye, for a lapse, a hilt of sword, scans as a non what looms. I'm going to read this poem for my good friend Dan Partridge, especially for his documentarian skills and his photography, which is excellent. And it's actually it's a poem that that was inspired by the photographs of this photographer from Quebec, Clara Getch, of these nuns who wore red habits, and this is called Red Habits. Shame is my sister, she'll get no niece. Agree in me a tendency of junction and a process of elimination. One has promises and room for whom to keep herself. A pinkening vibe, as from exit light in other halls. Mother runs this cloister of disavowal, and in the sobbed inside cells locked to mine, I imagine the interferences explained in don't think twice and reverse advice, and by habits for both head and breast, hers and hers, as red as mine at chamber check. We are each herself a further interference. At the hearing of the struck erratum, the self-same half convenes, claiming men must have an obverse drill and reading brother officers' reports. Still we wait outside, our hooves shooed improperly for the slalom ahead, or today the drop died trying to lock our icicles together. Staying with the church theme and the photography theme, this is written sort of in collaboration with a student of mine. I teach at Pratt Institute of Art in Brooklyn, and this is sort of a response to some great photographs that a student of mine took. And it's called Church of the Open Drawer. Close. This is some eyeshadow. Over and above an eye for making up and out of the drawer empty yet, another drawer of brick or ready mix, I develop an eye for utility. Open. Already, when one can be returned flush with the face, a chest has been crafted. A chest is preparation for a stack more smoothly undone than no love lost between them when modules topple. To pull a drawer, not open but out, is the first time an accident, and by design, secondarily, a revelation. Silverware and cassette case shatter sounding. Who made this? Who on tracks my higher-ups? Woodhead, Mr. John W., since November month, whenever, here lies. Cannot find its sit bones. Furnituristic. The two women I know I saw today who wear wigs. I understand each one as a child has narrowly averted death and bringing it up out in me as in passing it downtown, always as a passenger, the car veering when I would pretend hysterically to answer the mortal phone call that brings mortuary, bring and then bring, tasteless in water concentrically, brackish when still between drops in welcome. I am driven paroxystic by the gall. From the one, I buy my envelopes and decry with any fiber not of one's being, nothing less of life than synthesis. I meet her overdone eyes, I think, with compassion. But this is not an obvious outcome going in. With the other, I am restored, breathing badly so far at yoga we. I live in a brick cartoon, the speech bubbles open desperation, these the drawers one pours in, the ivy up and down a furling yellow, the eye a shutter on a timer, the chest filling inappropriately before the gut. This is a little prose poem called Even Funnier Than Pretending to Do It Is Actually Doing It. Even funnier than pretending to do it is actually doing it. Action, mania, monster to follow. A searchlight against our window above the block they closed off to shoot the Godzilla remake woke me. The neck of a crane was nuzzling the cathedral downstairs, an edit away from fantasy. Zoom at will. You were still asleep. More perfect than one-to-one is no scale. I thought about it again. The day we met, my friend Bethesda's boyfriend explained about having let his roommate, Manhattan, crawl in bed with him every night she'd been gone. What's even funnier than pretending to do it? And he actually laughed, she said, and cried. It is funny, in actuality, like sitting, standing, walking, sleeping, isn't it? An actual secret takes time, and a here on out, hypnosis. When we went down for Chinese, every doorway had soldiers under Walkman, doomed extras waiting to shoot the illusion again. What is not raising, scorching, swatting, lashing? What good is camouflage on 25th Street? And does Tokyo come back from something like this? In the original, they had to recreate everything in miniature and fill the screen, steady the camera. Now in New York, you put the succubus in afterward. Action mania. Tanks edge, troops scramble live, aiming for its eyes, for platforms on the craning crane head, a story above us. The commotion is incomplete, an engine of cries withheld. Not so, laughs. There's a light trapped in my eyes which doesn't go when I close them. I crouch over you to see you, to make sure of you. The director calls for continuity, to prepare a second take, a mayhem more the same. I am thinking about it again. I am doing it, this time on location. Pandemonium never sleeps. You cannot pretend. Thank you. One more. This is called Answer Day, and there are. There are a couple lines that are broken of heart cranes in here, and also there's an epigraph that seeps into the poem by the choreographer Elizabeth Streb. Answer Day is the title. I guess there'd be no way I could say a heartbeat wasn't a pure move, but by that moment we crept onto the bridge, and that moment remained strung from tunnels. One the parent dovetailing nicely, and one put past us each multiple into a several world. What if I just retreat and into the shade, and you continue talking, taking in the sun? Vanish and not once rehearse. Leave tamped the grass uprearing near your rhapsody. My goodbye at the bottom of a warm bowl, only you fill, only first a prompt. All right, what flavor ice cream does Olivier prefer? Horizon collision is still no such thing awake at night. Choreographer versus the single vantage, is one standing or is one left standing? Please embed a franker engram. When nothing to speak of sank, then the earth itself transcendent manifested a fold. But leave the tower. The coming world, too, drags retrieval over the sight I inmost lost you. The listener you are, the less alone. Is nothing met in the black synesthetic? Must just be a man has a vast deference, and gradually two men have vast deferentia. Dovetailing is not a pure move. A pure move is one which cannot be stopped. I beat my heart back perpendicular. The ongoing will have its barrier preeminent again, and to prove the course again. Salvage may be lain like a bridge on either side. Morning sets the vigil on end and raises even with where were you the question of white buildings. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.